Hey everybody, it's James Lindsay. Welcome to another episode of New Discourses Bullets, where I give a short bullet point like summary of a single topic from woke Marxism, woke overall, that we need to understand so we can defeat it. And I want to talk today about why it is that we have these crazy things like the Red-Green Alliance, why we have things like Queers for Palestine, why we see these movements like Islamism and communism in various forms, right? Whether it's race, whether it's sex and sexuality, whether it's post-colonial, whatever, why are they all aligned? Why do the communists back the Islamic Republic of Iran? Why do you see them taking the side of the so-called Palestinians in the Israeli conflict? Why Queers for Palestine? What is going on? Like, there's a very simple explanation. The very simple explanation is given to us in the last page of the Communist Manifesto, hence the title of this episode, The Last Page of the Communist Manifesto. And I just want to read this. It's not quite the full last page, this last part of the Communist Manifesto to everybody so you can hear it, so you can understand why it is that the communists, in whatever they're doing in the world, will take the side of whatever is against the West. That's the very simple explanation. They have a common enemy in the West. They figure they can sort out their differences later, but first they have to topple their big, strong common enemy, which the Iranian Islamic Republic calls the Great Satan, which is the United States and the Western Alliance. But it goes deeper than that, okay? So, and just to bring up the concept of Iran a little bit, make it clear, you know, in the past, 1979 is when the Islamic regime took over, and it took over by the communists and the Islamists working together to overthrow the existing Shah, the king. So they took power, and then what happened was the Islamic Republic established itself, and they told all the communists and the leftists that helped them get power, convert to Islam or die. And they either chased them out, killed them, or converted them by the barrel of a gun or the sword or whatever else. And so it's a mystery to a lot of people. Why in the world would the communists support this regime that has betrayed them? Why is the CCP so eagerly working with Iran? Why is Iran clearly allied in various ways with Russia and its interests? Why do you see zero support from the Western communists on college campuses and everywhere else for this atrocity that's taking place under the Islamic regime of Iran? Why? Well, the answer can be found on the last page of the Communist Manifesto. So without further ado, let me read it to you. I'm going to start, like I said, close to the bottom. In short, and this, by the way, is the sentence that tells you the answer. In short, the communists everywhere support every revolutionary movement against the existing social and political order of things. I could stop there. I'll read the rest of it for, good measure, but I could stop there. That's your explanation right there. That sentence near the end of the Communist Manifesto. In short, the communists everywhere support every revolutionary movement against the existing social and political order of things. In all these movements, they bring to the front as the leading question in each, the property question, no matter what its degree of development at the time. Finally, they labor everywhere for the union and agreement of the democratic parties of all countries. The communists disdain to conceal their views and aims. They openly declare that their ends can be attained only by the forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. Let the ruling classes tremble at a communistic revolution. The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have a world to win. Working men of all countries, unite. Okay, so that's the last page of the Communist Manifesto, and all your answers to these questions are right there. The communists align with anybody who's attacking the existing order of things. The existing order of things on the global stage is a unipolar world as opposed to a multipolar world. The United States is one pole of power with its Western alliance, and they are attacking the existing order of things. But so are the Islamists. Therefore, they're in alignment. The end. Whole story explained. It is core communist doctrine to behave this way. And so all these derivative movements like critical race theory, queer theory, then Queers for Palestine, etc., operate according to this exact same logic. In short, the communists everywhere support every revolutionary movement. That is all of them. Against the existing social and political order of things. The existing social and political order of things is the Pax Americana, which is guaranteed by American strength and American hegemony on the world stage. That's American cultural hegemony, which they resent, and that's also American military power. That's American economic hegemony, the fact that the dollar is a reserve currency. So anything that might possibly go against that is the communists' friend. Anything. They go, and Marx and Engels go on here. This is the Communist Manifesto I'm reading to you from. This is chapter 4, the very end of it. In all these movements, they bring to the front as the leading question in each, the property question. So what that means is that they don't care what the Muslims are doing, the Islamists. They don't care. They don't care what any other group, the queers, the blacks, the whatever. It doesn't matter to them. All these liberation movements, the third worldists, blah, 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 the communists join in and bring into it the property question. In other words, they are using all of these other, from their perspective, they are using the other radical movements as an excuse to not only overthrow the existing order of things, but to bring in the question of private property. So the idea is that all revolutionary movements are on the same side as the communists because the communists can use them as a vehicle to inject their own catechism, their own belief system about private property being the fundamental estranging concept of man from himself. And that happens, he says, no matter what its degree of development at the time. It doesn't matter if they're feudal, it doesn't matter if they're capitalist, it doesn't matter if they're advanced capitalist, it doesn't matter what kind of society you have. They're going to bring in the question of property through these other radical movements, which they are aligning with, because their primary goal is to tear down the existing order of things. In our world, that is a unipolar world headed by American hegemony, which they want to destroy. That is the great Satan that they want to destroy. Period. It's that simple. This is why you hear these Duganites and these radicals on the left and the right both talk about wanting to develop a multipolar world where China and Russia and the Islamic Crescent all have greater standing that challenges a unipolar American hegemony or Western Alliance hegemony. So the Western Alliance is the target. Everything they do internally to destroy it from within and externally relates to the destruction of the existing order. Finally, they tell us they labor, the communists labor everywhere for the union and agreement of the democratic parties of all countries. So whichever parties labor, NDP in Canada, also the Liberal Party, the Democrats in the United States, like I said, the labor parties across Europe, all of them are the ones that lean democratic. All of them, therefore, are the ones that the communists are going to use as their vehicle. And he says that they're not going to hide things anymore. We're going to have a bloody revolution. Working men of the world, unite. So that's the last page of the Communist Manifesto, and it answers the question. The communists are willing to ally themselves with all of these other movements. Queers for Palestine is queer communists for Palestine. Actually, it's queer communists for Intifada against the Western world order that is upheld in the Middle East by the State of Israel. That's what that's actually about. That's what Queers for Palestine is. That's what all of these weird alignments, that's why, this is the very simple explanation for why you see all of these people pouring into the streets to cry out about the genocide allegedly being committed by Israel, but not a single one of them has spoken up about what the Iranian Islamist regime just did to tens of thousands of its people. The reason is because they are against Western hegemony, which is the existing order of things, and the communists will ally and use every such movement in the world, regardless of its aims, to take out its primary enemy, which is the existing social and political order. It's that simple. The last page of the Communist Manifesto tells you. That's why you can be pretty damn sure that all of these weird, disparate leftist movements, and in fact the woke right in many cases, by the way they ally with things, are in fact downstream from communist movements or communist movements directly. A lot of them are fronts, communist fronts. A lot of them are useful idiot organizations or movements, and a lot of them are just straight up commies. And That's the story. There's no more story to it. That's the whole story.